Abnormally dry and moderate drought conditions are being found around the Commonwealth of Virginia this week. That's according to the latest crop condition report, which indicates 27% of Virginia farmers are now reporting topsoil moisture as either short or very short. Some pastures are showing drought stress. Small grains, however, continue to look good across the state. As of Monday of this week, 96% of Virginia winter wheat was rated in fair to excellent condition. Have you checked your well water lately? The Rockingham and Augusta County Extension offices are holding drinking water clinics this month. The program is offered as an economical means for private well owners to keep track of their water quality. You can get more information about how to test your well water by calling your local extension office. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows a significant drop in U.S. farm exports. That's according to Veronica Nye at American Farm Bureau.
Relative to last year, USDA is now projecting that U.S. ag exports will be down $15 billion, while imports are projected up $4 billion. That means the trade balance is estimated to be at a deficit of $17 billion. When we think about that in a volume versus value basis, exports are expected down 19% by volume and 16% by value relative to last year.
Nye says U.S. ag trade is being impacted by global monetary conditions.
Well, for anyone who's buying anything, it won't be a surprise that inflation remains on a slowing trend, but economic growth challenges are materializing as monetary conditions tighten. World real GDP is projected to increase by only 2.8% in 2023. That's down from 3.4% last year.
Veronica Nye at American Farm Bureau. For News Talk 92.1 at 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.